The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
إن شاء الله عز وجل today another important topic and is about our parents. Parents are your paradise. जी हाँ, ये जो पेरेंट्स हैं आपके माँ बाप हैं, यही आपकी जन्नत है. इन सिंपल वर्ड्स अगर हदीस पाक पे गौर करें, हुमा जन्नतों का व नारुक, दे आर योर पैराडाइज एंड दे आर योर हेल. तो आप यही माँ बाप हैं जिनकी खिदमत करके जन्नत मिलती है. तो आज हमारा टॉपिक भी यही है, पेरेंट्स आर योर पैराडाइज. इंशाल्लाह आसिफ भाई हमारे साथ हैं, इंशाल्लाह तिलावत कुरान पाक भी करेंगे और आपको कलाम भी सुनाएंगे.
सल्लू अलल हबीब صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله جو مدينه تصور میں جیا کرتے ہیں جو مدینے کے تصور میں جیا کرتے ہیں ہر جگہ ہم تو مرنے کی مدینے میں دعا کرتے ہیں ہم تو مرنے کی مدینے میں دعا کرتے ہیں جو مدینے کے تصور نظارے یہ کیا کرتے ہیں جو مدینے کے تصور میں جیا کرتے ہیں اور رشک عطا رکو نظر رو پہ آتا ہے جو رشک عطا رو پہ آتا ہے جو ان کے نالین کے تلووں سے لگا کرتے ہیں ان کے نالین کے تلووں سے جو لگا کرتے ہیں تصور میں جیا کرتے ہیں اور قابل رشک ہے عطار وہ قسمت والے قابل رشک ہے عطار وہ قسمت دفن جو میٹھے مدینے میں ہوا کرتے ہیں دفن جو میٹھے مدینے میں ہوا کرتے ہیں ہر جگہ لوت مدینے کالیا کرتے ہیں جو مدینے
Dear viewers of Bandhikar, another amazing and important topic is about our parents. Parents are your paradise. In simple words, I can say if you want to remove your difficulties and problems and solve all your problems, then is a great form that you have to obey your parents, you have to do khidmat of your parents. And it's azim, kehte na, ek form of worship hai, maa-baap ki khidmat karna, it leads towards paradise, aur jo maa-baap ki khidmat nahi karte, maa-baap ko naraaz karte hain, to wo jahannam ki taraf raasta lekar ja raha hota unko. Inshallah, aaj isi ke upar baat karenge. Parents are your paradise, we'll start with inshallah, our iftikhar bhai.
So no doubt today's topic regarding parents is a topic that even if we speak about them every day, still it won't be enough. The situation that we see our youth in, the situation that we hear from parents on a daily basis, that we know that the situation is not good. So these topics, the more we discuss on them, the more we talk about them, the better. Undoubtedly, parents are a great blessing of Allah Almighty. Parents are a very big support. And parents are there for us in every difficulty. Parents stand with you when there's affliction, when there's problems, when there's difficulties, there's calamities. Your parents are always there for you. Even though we turn away from our parents, we forget our parents occasionally. But every time we need our parents are there for us. Allah Almighty commanded to treat parents nicely after commanding to worship Him. Like Hafiz Sahib just did tilawat of the surah translations from the first part. And your Lord has commanded that do not worship anyone except Him and treat parents with goodness. If one of them or both of them reach old age in front of you, do not say uff to them and do not scold them and speak to them with words of respect. Here the word in the Quran that has been used is uffin. Don't say uff to your parents. Uff is very light word, a word that, you know, it comes out of your mouth sometimes spontaneously. We have unfortunately gone beyond that level. We hear parents, children talking back to their parents, answering back to their parents, making sarcastic comments back to their parents, questioning their parents, making such remarks to their parents that are breaking their parents' heart. We've reached that level. Uff was a word that we're not even allowed to say this. But we've gone beyond that. Only the other day I was speaking to a parent, and the parent, he said, that I was trying to explain to my son, that look, don't do these things, what you are involved in. I'm not going to mention what he's involved in.
don't do these things that you are involved in. He said to me that, look what you did during your youth as well. Didn't you used to do these things when you were younger? Okay, if parents have done something wrong when they were younger, it doesn't give you the right, or it doesn't give that child the right to then go use that as an excuse to go and do those same things. It's also mentioned that speak to our parents kindly, treat them nicely. Parents are those individuals that they deserve our time. They deserve that we serve them physically. If there's a need, financially serve your parents. Our wealth is really our father's wealth. Our wealth is really our mother's wealth. If the father demands our wealth, he has the right to do so. If our mother, she needs something from us, she has the right to do so. It's not that it's ours. The father has the right on that wealth as well, serving them. Even to the extent that your nawafil, if you're reading nafil and your mother calls you, you have the duty to break your nawafil salah and go serve your mother and listen to your mother first. One should love their parents from the bottom of their heart. They didn't put conditions on that when you grow up, give me this or do this. They sacrifice their sleep, they sacrifice their youth, they even sacrifice their careers, things that they want you to do for yourself. And today we can't sacrifice a minute or a moment for our parents. If we continue to listen, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention regarding our parents? And there's two beautiful hadiths which match the today's topic, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, pleasure of Allah Almighty lies in the pleasure of parents, and displeasure of Allah Almighty lies in the displeasure of the parents. If you want to know if Allah is pleased with you, ask your father, are you pleased with me? Go to your father and ask him, father, are you pleased with me? If your father truly from his heart says, son, I'm pleased with you, then consider Allah Almighty is pleased with you. If your father has to kind of look for a reason to say, look son, everything's okay, and brushes it to the side a little bit, then that's the indication your father's not pleased with you. And the second hadith sharif that's mentioned, Sayyidina Abu Umama alayhi rahma has narrated that a person humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what right do parents have upon their children? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they both are your paradise and hell. You will attain paradise by pleasing them and become deserving of hell if you displease them. So if you want to go to Jannah, if you want to enter paradise, please your parents. And the last thing that I'll end on this time is that pleasing them is not too difficult if you think about it. Smile, sitting with them, giving them a hug, giving them time. These are small things that we can do so easily that we can please our parents, and we can gain their happiness, we can gain their du'as, and inshallah azza wa jal, this will be a means of us to gain Jannah inshallah azza wa jal. So dear viewers of Madani channel, what we are trying to understand here is that by pleasing our mother and by pleasing our father inshallah azza wa jal, we are heading on the path to Jannah, we are heading on the path to paradise. And these acts are not difficult. You don't have to spend thousands to please your father, you don't have to spend thousands to please your mother. Even if you take your mother a gift, I'll give an example of you taking your mother some fruit inshallah azza wa jal, you'll most likely find that that same fruit that you take for your mother, whether it be mangoes or whether it be grapes, your mother will wash them, she would clean them, and she'll serve them back to you. This is the love of a mother. The gift that you take for your father, he'll try to spend it back on you. Today, we haven't got time for our parents. We haven't got any consideration in pleasing them like we should do. And if we truly give our parents time and we please them, then we will gain their du'as. And when we do gain their du'as, Shia Sahab, what will happen is that our dunya will become successful and our akhirat will become successful.
Mashallah.
It's just the case of your mother raising her hands, inshallah.
Many things Iftikhar Bhai has covered in the small brief description about our topic. Ye yaad rakhe, bahut inhone baat ki, hum kehte hain ji, jo bachche kehte hain ji, hum uff nahi kehte hain. Say everything. Uffi to nahi kaha aapne. Matlab uff to samjhaya gaya hai ki uff tak nahi kehna hai. और वो कहता है जी हम तो उफ नहीं कहते, पता नहीं क्या कुछ कह रहे होते हैं। उन्होंने बहुत सारी चीजों को कंबाइन किया। वाकई माँ बाप की खिदमत करना है, मैं आपको बिल्कुल एक आला जरिया बता रहा हूँ, वालदेन की खिदमत इतना आला जरिया है आपकी परेशानियां दूर करने का, मुसीबतें, कि वे सही हल करो, कोई हल करे ना करे, ऐसे काम करे कि आपके माँ बाप दिल से दुआ दें। आप काम ऐसे करें कि माँ बाप दिल से दुआ दें। इफ्तिखार भाई ने एक चीज मेंशन की, जाके अपने माँ बाप से पूछो, वो तो बिचारे मुरव्वत में कह देंगे कि नहीं कहेंगे तो ये फिर चीखेगा। आप अपने आप से चेक करें ना कि क्या मैंने माँ बाप को खुश किया है। वंस ए ईयर यू गो फादर डे एंड मदर डे पे एक फ्लावर दे दें और बोले ये काम है कोई। रात भर नफली इबादत करना अच्छी बात है, लेकिन उससे ज्यादा अच्छी बात अपने माँ बाप की खिदमत करना है।
तस्बीह पढ़ना बहुत अच्छी बात है, लेकिन उससे ज्यादा माँ बाप की खिदमत करना अच्छी बात है। लोगों से प्यार मोहब्बत से बात करना, उनके काम आना अच्छी बात है, लेकिन उससे ज्यादा अच्छी बात अपने माँ बाप की खिदमत करना और उनसे प्यार और मोहब्बत की बातें करना, उनको वक्त देना, ये अच्छी बात है। ये चीजें कहाँ गई हैं आज हमारे माशरे में? वी हार्डली सीन दिस। बच्चे बैठे हुए भी होंगे घर में, लेकिन वो अपने मोबाइल पे अपने गेम्स में होंगे, लेकिन माँ बाप के पास नहीं होंगे। आप अपनी अकाउंटेबिलिटी कर लें। दोज़ हू आर वॉचिंग मदनी चैनल, इन लास्ट वन वीक और वन मंथ मैं आपको एक एक, एक बात करता हूँ, कितना टाइम अपने माँ बाप के साथ बैठे, कितनी देर उनको फोन किया, खुद चेक कर लेना क्या इस तरह करने से मेरे माँ बाप खुश होंगे। अब अपना थर्मामीटर अपने हाथ में, दूसरे से पूछने की हाजत नहीं है। जब माँ बाप भी राजी नहीं है तो रब को कैसे राजी करेंगे? यही जन्नत है, यही दोजख है। हमें अपने माँ बाप को राजी करना है, और आज ये चल रहा है, ऐसे काम करने चाहिए जो दिल से दुआ निकले। माँ बाप तो वैसे ही नरम मिजाज होता है, अनकंडीशनल लव जो करता है ना दुनिया में, आपसे औलाद से वो आपके माँ बाप होते हैं। दोस्त भी करेगा किसी लालच में, पड़ोसी भी करेगा किसी लालच में, लेकिन एक मोहब्बत एक प्यार ऐसा है जिसमें कोई बनावट कोई पैसा नहीं है। क्योंकि इतनी सी बात में इतने सारे वाकियात हैं। एक इस्लामी बहन का वाकया कि वो बेचारी, उसका हस्बैंड इंतकाल कर गया। अब जब हस्बैंड इंतकाल कर जाए, बच्चों की परवरिश इज नॉट ईजी। आप चेक करिएगा, ये आसान थोड़ी है। बाबा बाँ किस तरह पालकर बड़ा करती है। एक बच्चे को यूरोप भेज दिया, बड़ी मेहनत की उसने, काम किए। एक बच्चे को जो है वो किसी बड़े ऑफिस, शादी हो गई, वो किसी और शहर चला गया, माँ अकेली। माँ को पैसे चाहिए वसीम भाई, और उसने अरसा हो गया, बड़ा बच्चा, शादी, वो अपनी जिंदगी में दूसरा, उसने अब उसके पास और तो कोई चीज थी नहीं, मजबूरन उसने लिखा कि बेटा मुझे कुछ पैसों की हाजत है, तो आप कुछ पैसे भेज दें। तो बड़े बेटे ने तो जवाब ही नहीं दिया जिसके लिए सब कुछ किया। छोटे बेटे ने जवाब क्या दिया कि क्या तुम पैसे मांगती रहती हो, पिछले महीने जो 15,000 दिए थे पहले उनका हिसाब दो। तुम माँ बाप से हिसाब मांगोगे? फिर माँ बाप ने तुम्हें पाल पोस कर बड़ा किया, तुम्हारा जिस्म, तुम्हारी माल, तुम्हारी दौलत, तुम्हारी इज्जत, जो कुछ भी, एवरीथिंग बिकॉज ऑफ योर पेरेंट्स। और आज तुम उनसे हिसाब मांगते हो, फला दिए थे, फला ईद पर दिए थे, फला वक्त दिए थे, ये एवरीथिंग व्हाट यू हैव इज बिलोंग्स टू योर पेरेंट्स। अगर आप वाकई ही रब को राजी करना चाहते हैं, अपने माँ बाप को राजी करने की तरफ।
Papa, you know, you spoke about money, and people do say this to their parents today, that look, what have you given me? How much have you given me? I have spent so much money on you, but you still keep asking. But remember Madani Pulaf Abdullah Biba, he goes, the fortune, the naseeb of your money is actually if you spend it on your parents. This is the actual blessing, if you spend it on your parents, that's the true reality. But one thing I'd just like to start with, Papa, is that on a regular basis, we hear beyonds, we hear speeches, we hear programs about the parents. But the reality is, only those people will understand the value of parents whose mother and father have passed away. Allah. It's simple as that. You know, those that have got mother and father in their homes, they might be thinking, okay, yeah, I'll do this, I'll do that. But you know, that person who's actually lost his mother, who's lost his father, they will actually truly understand what a mother and father is. And I just want to mention here, you spoke about smartphones. Today, smartphones, they made our life easy. You know, you can easily contact people on the other side of the world within minutes. But Bapu, the question is, this smartphone, within a year, the new model is going to come out. Every month, a new version is going to come out. But the question is, this will be replaced. This that we're spending so much time on and we're not giving time to our parents, this will be replaced. But remember, a mother and father, this is such a thing that it will never be replaced. You lost your house, you can buy another house. You lost your mobile phone, you can buy another mobile phone. You lose anything, you can get that. But once your mother and father go, there is no replacement for that. Know that mother and father is that gift, Bapu, that only those people who actually have lost them, they will find the true reality of it. And these are those people, like you said, unconditional love. You know, it's mentioned about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that he asked in the court of Allah azza wa jal, Ya Allah azza wa jal, who is my companion of Jannah? You know, you mentioned about dua, they give you such a dua that it's not replaceable. And it's mentioned that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Ya Allah azza wa jal, who is my companion of Jannah? And it's mentioned Allah azza wa jal said to him that your companion of Jannah is a butcher. Is a butcher. So it's mentioned that, you know, he went to meet that individual, and it's a long story, but he found that person that whenever he used to feed his mother used to make this dua that, Ya Allah azza wa jal, make my son the companion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. This shows you that when your mother and father make dua from you from the bottom of your heart, inshallah azza wa jal, you will see difficulties. You're going through a storm at this moment in time. Stay with your parents, get their duas. You'll see that the storm it will just go away, inshallah azza wa jal. So we need to get the duas of our parents, inshallah azza wa jal.
MashaAllah, Ustazi bhi humare saath maujood hain. Ustazi saab, Quran Paak mein kitni jagah walidain ki ahmiyat ke bare mein bayan kiya gaya, ahadees ke andar hai. Lekin afsos ki baat ek hai ki aaj ke maaj, matlab kyunki ilm-e-deen se duri hai aur maa baap ki qadar khatam hoti ja rahi hai. Media कौन माँ बाप की दिखा रहा है? अल्लाह भला करे मदनी चैनल का या जो है वो क्लिप आ जाते हैं हमारे इस तरीके के जो बताते हैं वालिदैन की अहमियत क्या है. जरा सी लाइफ स्विच होती है, जैसी शादी होती है अपनी बीवी को लेकर और बच्चों को लेकर, जिन माँ बाप ने पाल पोस के बड़ा किया, जो डिपेंड कर रहे थे कि आप बड़े होकर उनकी खिदमत करेंगे, आप उनको छोड़ देते. ये याद रखें, जो करेंगे वो भुगतेंगे. तो हमें अपने माँ बाप की खिदमत करनी है. इनकी अतात अल्लाह की अतात है, इनकी नाराजगी अल्लाह ताला नाराज होता है. तो हमें इन चीजों को देखना है और अपनी जिंदगी गुजारनी है. वरना आप जितने बड़े बन जाएं, लोग बड़े इज्जत करें, अगर माँ बाप नाराज है ना, तो आप बर्बादी के अंदर हैं.
बिल्कुल शाह जी, आयत जड़ी मैंने तिलावत की थी, वकदा रब्बू का अल्लाह ताबुदु इल्ला इय्याहु वबिल वालिदैन इहसाना. शायद एक आयत विच अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने वालिदैन दे छे हुकूक बयान कीते, छे चीजें मेंशन कीतियां अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने. वाइज अखज़ना मीसा का बनी इसराइला ला ताबुदून इल्लल्लाह वबिल वालिदैन इहसाना. इसके अलावा करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम दी हदीस मुबारक, हुमा जन्नतु का वनारु का कसीर हदीस मुबारक, करीम ने फरमाया जन्नत वाडे माँ दे कदमा दे नीचे है. एक बंदा कहने लगा कि जी माँ दे कदमा दे नीचे तो शायद जी जन्नत आ, ते बाप दे कदमा दे नीचे की आ. उन्हें बड़ा दिल हलाउन वाला जवाब दिता, कहिंदे बाप दे कदमा दे नीचे ना टुटी हुई जुत्ती हुंदी आ, हत्थां च छाले हुंदे आ, पैलां च छाले हुंदे आ, औलाद का गम लै लैके बाल चिट्टे हो जाते हैं, बच्चों पढ़ाना, इन्हों फीसा देनिया, इन्हों शादियां करनिया, तो बच्चे कहेंगे अब्बा जी तुम कोई काम कर लेंगे तो साड़ी जिंदगी सुकून की लंघ जानी सी. अच्छा औलाद इदा दल करती शाह जी, ये नियमत जो यकीन मन चले जाती है ना, फिर बंदे रियलाइज होंगे मैं खो की दिता. हर चीज दुनिया की थानू मिल जाएगी, लेकिन नहीं मिलना तो माँ बाप नहीं मिलने, नहीं मिलने तो वालदेन का प्यार नहीं शाह जी मिलने.
टिट फॉर टैट, वट एवर यू डू आपको वही भुगतना पड़ेगा. आपने माँ बाप के साथ अच्छा किया, आपके साथ अच्छा होगा, ये याद रखिएगा. अगर माँ बाप के साथ बुरा किया तो दुनिया में भी भुगतेंगे और आखिरत में भी भुगतेंगे. ये वो चीज़ है, अपने माँ बाप के साथ ज्यादती ना करें, उनको टाइम दें, उनको प्यार दें, उनको मोहब्बत दें, उनके साथ वक्त गुजारें. उनसे जोर आजमाई ना हो कि मैं अपने बाप से आगे निकलूं. अरे बाप तो वो, यानी इतने वाकयात हैं कि एक बूढ़ी औरत ही बच्चा जवान हो गया तो वो अपने हस्बैंड से कहती है, घर वालों से, कि जरा ये डोर खोलना, डोर खुल नहीं रहा विंडो का. तिखार भाई वो आता है, थोड़ा कोशिश करता है, वो जाम था तो कोशिश करता नहीं है, कहता बेटा जरा जरा, वो आता हल्का सा एक हाथ से करता और खुल जाता है. अबू ये कोई मुश्किल था? तो बाप ने कहा बेटा जब तू छोटा था ना तो तू दरवाजा खोलने की कोशिश करता था, तेरे में ताकत नहीं थी और मैं जोर लगा के खोलता था और तू समझता था कि मैंने किया ये सारा काम, और तू बड़ा खुश होता था, मैं खुश होता था. ये है माँ बाप और ये हम हैं कि हम एहसान जताते हैं बात करके, और माँ बाप खुश होते थे कि हमारे बच्चे ने कोई चीज की है. बाप कभी हसद नहीं करता अपने बच्चे से, बाप कभी जलता नहीं है, बल्कि उसका तो वो सपोर्ट होती है ना कंधा, तो माशरे के अंदर जो औलाद सीना तान कर खड़ी होती, मेरा बाप पीछे, बाप का नाम लेकर आप सारी जिंदगी चलते, खानदान में दुनिया भर में इज्जत बाप की वजह से होती है. और जो हमारे आसिफ भाई ने बयान किया, अगर ये खिदमत ना करते तो हम इस काबिल भी नहीं होते.
क्या बात.
लेकिन आज ना बाप को पूछा जाता है ना माँ को पूछा जाता है, दुनिया भर की बातें कर ले, ऐसा ना करे, ये रोते अंदर ही अंदर, बीमारियां पाल लेते, ये बीमार बन गए डिप्रेशन के, स्ट्रेस के. ये आपकी तरह नहीं है, लोगों को जाकर बताएं कि मेरे बच्चे मेरे साथ ये कर रहे हैं, ये अंदर ही अंदर बीमार पड़कर बिस्तर में पड़ जाते हैं. आपकी वजह से माँ बाप बिस्तर में पड़ गए और आपको कोई तबीयत खराब होती थी तो ये अपना काम का छोड़कर आपको अस्पताल लेकर जाते थे. जॉब चली गई प्रॉब्लम आ गई मेरी औलाद को पूछ रहा हूं. लेकिन कि आपने अपने माँ बाप के साथ ऐसा किया, सोचने की बात है. किस तरीके से हम अपने माँ बाप को राजी करने की कोशिश कर रहे, बोले कर ही नहीं रहे, कौन सा तरीका अपनाया हुआ है. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम
फरमाए. And they talk about my son's a Hafiz or my son's a graduate. She says my son's doing really well as well.
My son is great.
Yeah. She'll never ever talk about the pains that he's given her, the difficulties that he's given to her. But the son, he gets a little bit of difficulty and he complains about the father. There's mention that on one janazah, people saying about the young man, look, your father's passed away, giving their condolences and saying we're very sorry and let's make dua. He said, "Was my father, don't for me, he's only left me 40,000 pounds. That's all he's left me." These were the words that were coming out. People say you should be ashamed of yourself. He's only left me 40,000 pounds. What am I supposed to do with that? Where's my start in life? People have got 2-3 houses. Was my father done for me? Remember, your parents are those that they hold your finger and they walk you to nursery. They bring you back home. They walk you to primary school for all those years. They pick up your bags. They bring them back home. They go through all these difficulties. And speaking of all the favors they do for us, there are so many rights of parents, we can never fulfill them. Even if we try our best, a companion asked, humbly in the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was scorching stones on a path. And even if his meat was cooked on him, they were so hot that meat would have been cooked. I carried my mother on my shoulders on this same path for 6 miles. Have I been free from the rights of my mother? And listen to the reply of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the pain of the contractions that a mother she suffers while giving birth to you, perhaps you've given payment back for one of those. For walking 6 miles on such hot stones and carrying his mother. Like I said before, today we take him doctor's appointment, we take him to Pakistan, we take him to a wedding, we take him on Hajj and Umrah. And we think that's all the rights are fulfilled of my parents. I gave him some money. You know, I've been there to see him once in a month. I've taken my children to see them after 2 months. The rights of my parents are done. Like I said at the start, they don't expect a lot. All you have to do is take your children and they get so happy that the grandchildren have come. They cuddle them, they talk to them, and they look at the grandchildren and it reminds them of your youth. It reminds them of that when you were younger, what you used to do. And they start talking about, he reminds me of what you used to do. You used to fall like this, you used to talk like this, you used to sit like this. And they go through all the portfolio, all the biography. And you can see your own youth, your life in front of you, because they're telling such a story that you haven't seen. And from your son or from your daughter, they're saying they used to do these things. They only want these things. They want that time. Today is that time. That is free. But we haven't got time for our parents. They just want you to be there for them. And they just want that support. And the older they get, Shah Sahab, the more vulnerable they become. They don't have that confidence to do things, to go somewhere, to do something alone. And they just want somebody to be by their side. And when they, like you mentioned regarding the story, that they used to open the door for us but make us think that we're doing something. Now it's our job to give them that confidence. Our job to say, be there and support them. And inshallah, Azawajal, like we're talking about the parents, but one thing that I've mentioned, that children, they won't become like this, Shah Sahib, like this. When they are young, you have to nurture and teach them this. What you sow is what you're going to reap. You can't go into an English exam expecting to pass maths. You're going to be doing English paper. When your children are young, you have to teach them this. Do it in front of them, show how you respect your parents. How you kiss their hand, then they'll kiss your hand.
That's right.
Show them how you give your parents time and you give them priority. You take gifts for them. They'll give you gifts. How you treat your parents today, your children are watching. They will treat you in the same manner as you get older. But if you are rude and you're abrupt and you are those people that are breaking your parents' heart, your children are watching. Tomorrow they're going to do the same to you. Don't worry about that. What you're doing to your parents today, that same child, when the first day, when he talks back to you, remember that day, when he talks back to you and you think, where has everything gone wrong? Then you think back when you first spoke back to your parents. And you realize that what comes around goes around. Your parents, how you treating them today, your children are going to treat you in the same manner. Today you are not giving them time, you are talking back to them, you are answering back to them. Tomorrow your children are not going to give you time, they are going to answer back to you. Even Shah Sahib, cases have reached where people, their children have even had time to leave London Central or leave their jobs or leave a nice position in Dubai, and their father's body is in the hospital. The hospital is trying to contact local organization, communities, masjids to say, come collect this body. They're so busy in their ways and in their life. Don't teach them the love of the money and the pound. Teach them the respect of the parents. Teach them the respect of how we should be together every day. Just put everything aside, put your phone aside, put everything aside. Just sit and play with your children if they're young. Give them time. If they're a little bit older, still give them time. Go sit next to them, put your arm around them, ask them, how are you doing? How's it going? What have you done today? You see how they appreciate that. And inshallah, they will bring that connection together, and they'll bring that, they'll come closer to you. And when they are in difficulty, they will share their problems with you as well.
MashaAllah. Bapu, Mashallah, what Iftihar Bhai just mentioned, I just want to mention that unfortunately what's happening today is that our priorities have changed. You know, when we were young, our parents were everything for us. But as soon as a child gets older, you know, gets to college, gets to university, the priorities change. Now, what is it? First, everything used to be my parents, my mother, my father. But as soon as that child gets older, what is it now? My friends, my company, my friendship. And I just want to mention one real life example that happened. It mentioned that there was one individual and he got into the wrong crowd. And unfortunately, there was these gang wars, postcode wars, that this postcode, this is my turf. This postcode, you don't come to this area. And it's mentioned that one day what happened is this youngster, he's walking home alone. The other party seen him. They grabbed him. They beat him up so badly, Bapu, that this individual was in a coma for 2 months. Now, it's mentioned that when he woke up and the doctor was standing in front of him, the individual goes after a bit, where's my friends? And it's mentioned that the doctor said to him, none of your friends have come to see you, but there's only two people that came to see you every single day whilst you were in a coma. He asked, who were they? Your mother and father came every day to come and see you. None of your friends came to see you. And that's exactly what it is. No doubt how bad, how spoiled a child is. You know, the parents, they will always be there for the individual. It's mentioned in another example, Sayyid Sahab, that, you know, drug dealing is so common today in our society. And what happens is, you know, when a person is pushing towards this field, the people show him so much money. Don't worry, we've got your back. We'll support you. Don't worry, we'll give you everything at all. Just do this job for us. And what happened, there was this one individual, and finally you get sentenced. You get caught in this country, and you get sentenced, as is mentioned. That he goes to the box where he's about to be sentenced. He looks back. Who's come to see me? Where's my boys? Where's my friends? He looks back. Even though he was a drug dealer, he messed about so much that he gave so much pain to his mother and father. When he looks back, none of his friends were sitting there. There was only two people, his mother and father, that were even supporting him at that time. This shows you that these people that give you this fantasy world, that we'll be there with you, we'll be there till death with you, we'll help you in the grave, we'll be there all the time, they won't be there for you. The only two people that will be there every step of the way for you, supporting you, no matter how hard times get, that's your parents. And it's your responsibility to look after them. Because remember, friends can be replaced, but these two individuals never can be replaced.
So you want, once they gone, you won't find them again. Usse pehle inki qadar kar le, inki izzat kar le. Kehte na, honor your parents and love your parents. And your children will honor you and love you. Agar aap apne maa-baap ko izzat aur mohabbat denge na, aap chahte meri aulaad aapke saath kare, to aapke saath aise hi hoga. You won't realize the love of the parents until you become a parent. जब तक आप खुद नहीं बनेंगे ना बाबा, आपको यह पता नहीं है इस चीज की कि ये कितनी बड़ी नेमत है और कितनी बड़ी कदर है. और जैसे इन्होंने बोला, वाकई अच्छा, आप ये सोचिए, आपने माँ बाप की बेइज्जती का सबब कितना बन रहे हैं आप माशरे के अंदर. ड्रग डीलिंग, दोस्तों की वजह से क्रिमिनल केस होता है, आप कोर्ट में जाते हैं, आपको तो फिक्र ही नहीं है ना. लेकिन जो पीछे माँ बाप है, जो आपकी सिस्टर है, जो आपके ब्रदर है, उनको क्या कुछ सुनने को मिला. दे स्टिल से माई पुत्र इज ग्रेट. ना माई पुत्र इज. लेकिन आप क्या कर रहे हैं? आप भी तो देखें ना, मैं माँ बाप के लिए मोहब्बत का सबब, इज्जत का सबब बन रहा हूँ, या मैं अपने माँ बाप के लिए माशरे के अंदर एक जो है वो बदनुमा दाग बन रहा हूँ. अपने माँ बाप को रियलाइज करें, ये बहुत बड़ी नेमत है. चली जाती है ना तो फिर मिलती नहीं है. और वैसे भी हमारा टॉपिक भी जन्नत के हवाले से यही है, ये ही तुम्हारी जन्नत है. योर पेरेंट्स आर द डोर टू जन्नत, ठीक है ना. अब ओपन करना है या क्लोज करना है, योर चॉइस, ये आपके अपने ऊपर है. ओपन करने के लिए इनकी बात, वो जो शरीयत के दायरे के अंदर है, शरीयत के खिलाफ बात नहीं करे. एनीथिंग वी से अंडर द बाउंड्री ऑफ शरिया, उसके मुताबिक अमल करना है. अगर माँ बाप, बहुत सारे माँ बाप ऐसे जो इस्लामी आज नमाज नहीं पढ़नी, ये चीज नहीं मानी जाएगी. लेकिन जो चीज है, उनकी इज्जत करना, उनकी रिस्पेक्ट करना, ये हमें करना ही करना है.
जी बिल्कुल शाह जी, वालिद एक ऐसी हस्ती है, एक ऐसी जात है जो चांदा वाके मेरी औलाद मेरे तो भी ज्यादा कामयाब हो गए, मेरे तो भी ज्यादा सक्सेसफुल हो गए. ते वालिदैन दी नाराजगी दी सजा अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला दुनिया च दिंदा. साडी औलाद अज साडा कहना नहीं मानदी, नाफरमानी कर रही है, कि सबब ए रीजन त नहीं कि असीं अपने वालिदैन नूं नाउज़ बिल्ला नाराज कर रहे हैं, उन्हां दी नाफरमानियां कर रहे हैं. गौर करना चाहिए सानू.
इस टाइम फॉर टुडेज हदीस, आइए देखते हैं मुबल्लिग किस हदीस पाक के बारे में बयान फरमा रहे
हैं. Ibn Awatila radiallahu ta'ala and states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the worst of places to visit are the marketplaces, and the best places are the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are not able to visit the masajid, ilzam baytak, stay in your home. Now the commentators of this hadith state that when fitna, when tribulation and turmoil is everywhere, it's rife, it's prevalent, then a person should try his utmost to stay in his house. And he should only go out of dire necessity. Similarly, if going out would lead to his iman being endangered, and he has a fear that he will not be able to safeguard his iman, which is the most valuable asset of a Muslim, then he should stay in his house. And it is said that this era that we're living in now, it is the time of sukut, silence. A person remains silent, he'll gain salvation. It's the time of buyut, staying in your house. It is the time of ut, meaning being frugal in your food consumption, until you die, tamut.
بہت پیاری حدیث پاک بیان ہو رہی تھی. اللہ ہمیں عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. اب ایک دو کلام سن لیتے ہیں انشاءاللہ, پھر اپنے ٹاپک, ٹائم تو کم رہ گیا ہے.
آخری عمر میں کیا رہا, نہ دنیا دیکھو, اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے, اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے, کہ مدینہ دیکھو میرے مولا, اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے میرے مولا, میری آنکھیں مجھے اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے, کہ مدینہ دیکھو میرے مولا, اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے, جس نے بھی مدینہ دیکھ لیا, اس نے بھی مدینہ دیکھ لیا, سرکار کبھی تو ہم بھی کہیں ہم نے
you.
काफी कम है बहुत सारी चीजें लेनी है जी इफ्तिखार
recently I met a brother Shah Sahib in the graveyard and both of his parents were buried in the same graveyard
Allah.
to the bottom was his mother and to the top was his father and each day he's spending making dua at one grave when he sees a muballigh come in he says come to my mother's grave make dua then takes him to his father's grave let's make dua there and then one of the days he burst out in tears and he said that look I've treated my parents very bad You know, I didn't used to listen to them. I didn't used to be kind to them, and they weren't happy with me. He said, "What can I do now?" One of the things that the Muballigh explained to him is that, "Look, you can do Salih Swap for them. If you can dig, if you have the capability, do a water project, do other things, read namaz yourself. Automatic reward will go to your parents." So the parents, when they gone, truly that regret him. When you see the tears in his eyes, he had that remorse, he had that regret, but he can't bring that time back. And now he's running from grave to grave every day, making dua by his parents' grave, and wishing they could get that time back, but he can't. A lot of comments that come from youngsters' mouths these days is that you're making my life a misery. You're destroying my life. You're wrecking my life. These are the comments that they are making. Let's listen to a blessed hadith sharif. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah has stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is obedient to his parents in the morning, two doors of Jannah open.
SubhanAllah.
Two doors of Jannah open for him, and if only one of his parents is alive, one door of Jannah opens. And the one who is disobedient to Allah regarding his parents in the evening, two doors of hell get opened for him. And if one's alive, one door of hell gets opened for him. A person asked, even if the parents oppress him, the Prophet ﷺ replied, even if they oppress. Our parents, they don't oppress us. They're guiding us, they're directing us, they're saving us, they're protecting us.
Yes.
From difficulties, from problems they can see ahead that we can't see. Because of our short-sightedness, we can't see that far. They've been there, they've seen there that those things, and they've learned from that. And they don't want you to make the same mistakes. They're not destroying your life. They're telling you, don't make the same mistake. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt, you're going to end up regretting, and you're going to end up hurting yourself. So they're trying to protect you from these things, and we end up thinking they're trying to destroy our life. They're not destroying our life. So inshallah, listen to your parents. They have many words of wisdom. If you can learn from these words of wisdom, a lot of the things in your life, you'll be able to save yourself from many difficulties, inshallah.
They've seen life. So, you know, basically...
Experience always matters.
Exactly. They've got 20, 30 years more experience than you. They know exactly what's right. And you know, mother and father, they won't stop you for no reason. There's a reason behind it. They've seen life. They know what's right for you. They know what's wrong for you. And you know, Bapu, I've met so many people and they've said this to me. My parents used to tell me that this was wrong. I used to talk to myself, what they're saying. But now I know that what they were telling me at that time, it's right.
जब ये अपनी कब्र में जाएंगे ना तो कब्र की दीवारें इस तरह मिलेंगी कि हड्डियां पसलियां टूट कर ऐसे पैवस्त होंगे ऐसे मिल जाएगा जब क्या बनेगा अपने माँ बाप को नाराज करने का माफी मांगे वो बहुत अच्छी इन्होंने बात की ठीक है बाद में आप रिग्रेट हुए अब आप इधर जा रहे हैं इसी तरह एक शख्स हमें मिला तो वो अब गया जी उसका बड़ा पैसा था बाद में रियलाइज हुआ माँ बाप चले गए बड़ी नेमत है यकीन करें ये भी है जिनको पता चल जाए बाद में कहता जी इस शहर की सबसे खूबसूरत ग्रेव मेरी माँ की बना दो जितना पैसा लगता है लगा दो तो एक बुजुर्ग थे वहां पे तो उन्होंने बड़ी अच्छी बात की उन्होंने कहा बेटा ऊपर से खूबसूरत बना रहे हो असल में अंदर से बनाने की कोशिश करो इनसाइड ग्रेव रोशन करो ठीक है आपने हजारों पाउंड लगा दिए अरे ऊपर से बना दिए अंदर से बनाना है अंदर से कब्र कैसे रोशन होगी इनके लिए मस्जिद बनाए इनके साले सवाब के लिए मदरसा बनाए इनके साले सवाब के लिए किसी को ऑफिस बनाए ये चीजें करें जो कब्र को अंदर से रोशन करे ऊपर से कर रहे हैं ठीक है अच्छी बात है लेकिन इतना पैसा ऊपर लगाने की जगह अपने माँ बाप को जिससे फायदा पहुंच रहा हो जिनसे उनके सवाब में इजाफा हो वो काम करे ना तो ये एक मेरी एडवाइस है आपको कि कोई ऐसा काम करे कब्र के अंदर माँ बाप को राहत मिले और वो उसके लिए सवाब जारिया के काम है जो बताए गए जी आसिफ
हुसन सलूक दा अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला ने आका करीम ने सानू हुक्म दिता इंसान शाह जी बुढ़ा हो जाता वा लेकिन दो चीजा जी ओरी हिरस आ ना वो फिर भी इनक्रीज होंगी रही है वो बंदा कहंदा यार मेरे को माल थोड़ा होर आ जावे दूसरा कहंदा मेरी उम्र होर ज्यादा इनक्रीज हो जावे होर ज्यादा उम्र वध जावे मेरी उम्र ज्यादा हुंदा रहे ते आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने हदीस पाक ते एक नुस्खा एक फार्मूला बयान किया कि अगर तुसी ये काम करोगे थोड़े रिस्क दे विच भी इजाफा होगा थोड़ी उम्र दे विच भी इजाफा होगा हजरत अनस रजी अल्लाह तआला अन्हु तो मरवी के आका करीम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया कि जिस बंदे ने ये पसंद होवे کہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اودے رزق دے وچ اضافہ کر دے
سبحان
تے اودی عمر دے وچ اضافہ کر دے تے کم کرے اپنے والدین دے نال حسن سلوک کرے انشاءاللہ عمر دے وچ بھی اضافہ ہو جائے گا رزق دے وچ بھی
کیا بات ہے رزق کے لیے بھاگ رہے ہیں ماں باپ کو راضی کریں جنت میں جانے کا ایزیسٹ وے اپنے ماں باپ کو راضی کریں یہی آپ کی جنت ہے اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پہ تادر قائم فرمائے ہمیں اپنے ماں باپ کی رسپیکٹ کرنے والا بنائے اور اگر ماں باپ کو ناراض کیا ہے تو جا کر معافی مانگنے والا بنائے آمین بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen The blessing from Rabbul Alameen Islam is the way